First, China slammed Japan over the discharge, calling it an illegal, irresponsible, and unilateral act. Now, as Russia mulls joining the protests, North Korea is also criticizing the project. Kim Song, as ambassador to the UN, told the General Assembly that Japan started the release in defiance of strong protests and criticism from the international community, saying it'll cause irrevocable damage to the safety of humanity and the marine environment. Tokyo has been monitoring the effects on the environment and water near the discharge site since it was launched last month, and it's found that levels of tritium, a radionuclide that cannot be removed from the water, are well lower than expected, although it's not known what other isotopes may remain. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.